Organized crime, I would say, is everywhere that they can find money. And of course, they can find money in corruption.
Criminal networks are very quick in reorganize themselves, and they have endless resources to do that. Now, this is where we want to intervene, that they have less resources.
We as EPP ask for that. Security really is at the heart of our aims of what we actually want to achieve also in the next years to come.
EPP group members of the European Parliament helping to fight crime in Europe with tougher policies across the EU. Because serious and organized crime deeply affects all layers of society. In addition to the direct impact on the daily lives of Europeans, it also undermines the economy, state institutions, and the rule of law. In 2019, criminal revenues in the main criminal markets amounted to an estimated 139 billion euros. In this episode of the EPP Group's special podcast series, Europe That Protects You, we look at the EU's strategies to combat organised crime through strengthened intra-EU cooperation, asset confiscation, and scaling up the role of EU agencies like Europol and Eurojust. We highlight the EPP Group position paper on organised crime, what more needs to be done to fight human trafficking, along with illegal migration, the drug trade, and the use of technology in criminal activities.
Europol points out that the threat to Europe when it comes to organized crime has never been as big as it is now.
That's Thomas Tobe, one of the EPP group members spearheading the effort, calling for greater powers, tools and resources for Europol and other EU crime-fighting agencies working with law enforcement across the EU 27.
We see that 70% of the criminal networks are active in three member states at the same time. And this means that we need to have a European, stronger response to combat organized crime.
Tobe says his home country, Sweden, is not immune, that crime there is on the rise.
Last year, for example, we have 53 people who was shot to death. And this is gang-related shootings. And of course, the Swedish-led new EPP government is having an offensive against these criminal gangs. But it's clear for me that we also need to have a better control at the borders because we see many weapons and drugs flooding into Europe. And this is also driving many of the conflicts that we see between the gang-related crimes.
More than through violence, there's a more insidious tactic, working within EU infrastructure like ports.
We can see in many of the ports, which are the destinations for many of the narcotic trade, we can see, for example, that if we are strong in our response in one port, then of course they will change the port. For example, we did it in Antwerpen, and then we could see it move to Helsingborg in Sweden instead.
That's why the EPP Group's position paper on crime wants Europol to have an operational European police force to be on the ground, to fight the cross-border nature of organised crime. Lena Dupont says the job of Europol is
to coordinate the member states in their fight against organised crime, in their fight against child sexually abused material online, in their fight against trafficking, smuggling, you name it. So there's a whole variety of phenomena of criminal activities that we are trying to address together as EU 27 via Europol as a kind of, let's say, means or instrument to bring the member states together to join forces in the fight.
A major part of that fight is against human trafficking, which comes in different forms, all aimed at making money for organized crime. That's why the EPP group says intensify the effort to follow the money.
We have two phenomena which are quite of importance here. One is, of course, smuggling, so migrant smuggling in one regard, and then we have trafficking of human beings where there is the level of exploitation attached to it, of course. Both feed into the criminal activities of organized crime, feeding also into their benefit. It's a very cynical business, but high value attached to it. So what we do as European level is really focus on the networks behind, and actually not only to follow the money, but also to get those who really organize the crime in the end and try to put an end to it.
And Dupont says law enforcement needs to keep up with crime's digital transition.
Cyber is a completely new dimension to it, which adds further layers of complexity, of course. And this is something that we urgently need to address together. Information sharing, having the right information in the right hand at the right time in order to address crime is one of the key components where we actually, of course, would love to see more coordination between the member states.
That coordination comes from Europol, which reported nearly 10,000 arrests, 180 million euros, and more than 60 tons of drugs seized in 2021. It's no wonder then that close to 40% of the criminal networks active in the EU are involved in the trade in illegal drugs. Around 60% of the criminal networks active in the EU use violence as part of their criminal businesses, and that two-thirds of criminals use corruption on a regular basis. More than 80% of the criminal networks hide behind legal business structures. Yanap Khonort, Europol spokesman.
From the financial point of view, I think drugs is the number one. It's difficult to estimate how big the drug market is because there are lots of drugs involved, from heroin, cocaine, synthetic drugs. Just the cocaine market is considered to be maybe somewhere between 10 and 15 billions, maybe more, because certainly there's no almanac of statistical data available. If you think of which crime is threatening the coherence of the European Union as a political bloc, maybe it's illegal migrant smuggling. But in principle, any crime would be investigated by Europol: trafficking of firearms, cybercrime, financial economic crime, child sexual abuse, you name it. So there's no limit. Also, terrorism is in our remit, not to forget. Also, of course, an area which is quite threatening for the coherence of a society.
Threatening too, because organized crime is increasingly violent, especially among drug traffickers.
We see an increased use of automatic firearms, hand grenades, especially also in Sweden, explosives, and we see an increased threat to the general public and bystanders, because the organized crime groups are not only sorting it out among each other, they do so also in public places. So there is a definite threat to the general public.
Fighting the smuggling and trafficking of people, Europol coordinates what it calls joint action days, mobilizing law enforcement across the EU and beyond to catch the perpetrators.
They started smuggling migrants illegally into the EU, and in a sense, they are deciding who comes into the EU. We distinguish trafficking of human beings for example, labor exploitation, sexual exploitation. Recently, we had an action day looking into Nigerian cartels trafficking people into the EU. And we had an action day, for example, with law enforcement and the European Labor Authority in Bratislava for EU internal trafficking of human beings, also for labor exploitation.
What makes it all the more complex is that organized crime is hybrid in nature, requiring more tools and resources, as the EPP group is calling for.
In the past, there was a clear distinction between offline and online crime, which is completely outdated. Cybercrime is, as financial crime, is always a side element of organized crime. Either it's initially a cyber crime, or for example, if you use cryptocurrencies to receive the money, we've been able with member states and also with some countries outside the EU to look into these encrypted networks of communication. And this gave us a completely new understanding of how organized crime works. And we understood that they are bigger than thought, more international than thought, more powerful and more violent than we thought, and also better connected than we thought.
Another kind of organized crime, terrorism, also requires an EU-wide approach, as it knows no borders.
The key findings for the last year, based on information Europol received from member states, say that there were 28 completed, failed or foiled attacks that were recorded in the European Union. 16 attacks in 2022 were completed and 4 people lost their lives, 2 resulting from jihadist attacks and 2 from right-wing terrorist attack. EU member states still continue jihadist terrorism as the most prominent threat in the EU. We see that terror attacks are less strategically orchestrated. It goes more in the direction of lone wolves. And lone wolves are strategically more or less recruited by terrorist organizations through online propaganda that's especially targeted to people that are vulnerable, to motivate them to self-radicalize and carry out lone wolf attacks.
Europol stepped up anti-terror efforts after the bloody terror attacks of 2015 and 2016.
There's now European Center of Excellence for Cooperation in Counterterrorism at Europol, where member states can exchange information, can work together, can collaborate. And if you are in the European Union, you have the Schengen zone, then of course you cannot think nationally. Certainly, internal security is still within the remit of the member states, but also member states understand that if you want to protect your country, you have to think internationally.
Terrorism continues to be a real threat. And the fact that we haven't seen major terrorist attack doesn't mean the terrorist is no longer a threat.
That's the EPP Group's Javier Zarzulejos.
It means that we are making a real progress in terms of the information we can get, in terms of the prevention, in terms of our ability to foil terrorist plots.
He notes the need to follow the money, how there's a link between criminals enabling terrorists through finance and logistical networks.
Terrorist groups are not the kind of closed structure organizations that we have seen in the past. They have much more of a loose network in which different groups and individuals operate, and with links to organized crime, with links to drug trafficking, and with a variety of procedures for radicalization. So it makes our task all the more difficult, and it is absolutely imperative to pay a very close attention to the different circuits in which money goes. Because in many cases, we see at the end of this process someone linked to organized crime.
As with the Madrid train bombings of 2004.
The case of the Madrid bombings in Atocha, which was proven in the trial, it was a clear link between organized crime, drug dealers, and terrorists.
Children have also been victims of organized crime. Zarzulejos is a leader in the parliament on the issue.
It's not about just a ring of pedophiles just exchanging images. It is becoming an industry, a very profitable industry, which a specific impact on less developed countries, and it's linked to the so-called sexual tourism. But this is becoming an industry. Solution means more resources for law enforcement, close cooperation between civil society organizations and company and law enforcement. And also it's important that both teachers in the education systems and parents and such take full awareness of the risk, and we have to protect our children from those risks.
So as we've seen with drug trafficking and people smuggling as well, you need to hit the criminals where it hurts, in their wallets. Seize their assets. Here's the EPP Group's Vince Laurent on how most criminals can still take the money and run.
It's really bad because we are able to catch only a very small part of the criminal activity. And when we are speaking about asset recovery and confiscation from the wealth of those who commit a crime, it's less than 2% that is confiscated and then turned back to the society for a later use. So the phenomenon is huge. And criminals don't operate only in one state. They operate cross-border. They operate in whole Europe. They have huge networks. And this puts us in the situation as European Union to find solutions together. And what our files with the judicial cooperation here in the European Parliament are, exactly to create the right conditions as legislators for the law enforcement agencies to work together.
Laurent and the EPP Group have pushed through new EU rules on asset confiscation, empowering authorities to identify, freeze and confiscate criminal assets, while fostering better cooperation to track down and crack down, especially in cross-border cases.
We needed to establish the asset recovery offices so that there are agencies in every country that have the role to monitor these assets of criminals. And it's complicated because criminals rarely have assets on their name. They can be family members and so on. So finding, tracing these assets is really challenging. And then to put these asset recovery offices to cooperate among themselves, and that at European level, we make possible the confiscation of wealth in another country, even when the criminal is in the first country or when he is moving around.
That's why getting authorities connected is key.
a common database, common proceedings, and everything together with Europol, which is the main force, law enforcement agency that that works on that matter. And then we will see in the news how a big network has been apprehended, but it is actually the result of the work of hundreds of agents across Europe.
That work requires more tools and resources, as the EPP Group's position paper on organized crime is calling for. And Europol welcomes that.
It's very important for law enforcement to stay up to speed with the new technological developments. Staffing is one aspect, having the right mindset, so the cooperative aspect of international law enforcement investigation is the second element. Being at the forefront of innovation, looking into the new technologies is the third element. So this would be important for Europol also in the upcoming years, whatever technology will be used, developed. You can imagine that it will be quickly abused by organized crime. So it would be important to look into quick ways that law enforcement, if it's legally and judicially approved, can also use certain tools. Otherwise, criminals will always have an unfair advantage.
So more tools, tech, staff and resources to fight international crime networks, to further empower law enforcement across the EU. EPP Group lawmakers in the European Parliament say that will make agencies like Europol, working with national law enforcement across Europe and beyond, be more effective in fighting drug trafficking, people trafficking, and migrant smuggling. To follow the money, online and offline, and crack those networks linked to terrorist groups, to make Europe safer. So that's all for this episode of this special EPP Group podcast series, Europe That Protects You. Make sure to join us next week as we dive into other burning topics. But for more, follow us via @EPP Group.